guys, time out. Time to fuck out. Baseball is back, guys. I have not been happier in so long. Mo, what the hell is going on, baby? Welcome to episode 7.
What the fuck? Let me hit pause. What the fuck is up? We are back.
Oh,
the boys are back. Baseball is back.
Yeah, guys.
We're waking the neighbors up.
I just got a big smile on my face. You know, baseball is back. It's not a full season, but you know what? I'll take it right now. So here's the line. Here's the points here. All right. So season starts on July 23rd or the 24th. And I'm sober today, by the way.
No whiskey this
week. No whiskey this
week. We got obligations there.
So back to that. So, guys, July 1st, pitchers and catchers will be reporting to spring training. So, Mo, I mean, I know from last week we had Ray on. Shouts out to Ray.
Big shout out to him. New fly coming.
We were hoping to have him this week, but some things came up. He'll be back soon, though. But guys,
we'll have more guests too, guys. Don't worry.
We're working on some big things. Yeah, and I mean, with the season coming back, that kind of opens a bunch of different doors for us too. But let's talk about what to expect as far as the season coming back. So Mo and I did some digging, and I was able to find something as far as you know, the Red Sox.
Drop some knowledge on us, Dave. Let us know what is up with this.
Basically, I did say July 1st is the beginning of spring training. Now, a lot of people are asking, okay, where are they going to play? You know, where are teams going to play? Are they going to play at home? Are they going to play in their spring training facilities? Well, I just happened to go on the internet, and I went onto the Red Sox homepage. I went onto the Red Sox homepage, and I saw that pitchers and catchers will be reporting to Fenway Park. And also, they will be using BC, Boston College's training facilities
shout
as well.
Shout out to them.
So shout out to the Boston College for helping the boys out. But right now, that's all we know. So basically, the way I'm seeing it is, we really don't know if other organizations have the options. So, like, let's say the Yankees want to go down to, where the hell do these assholes play? Fort Lauderdale?
No, they play in Tampa.
Oh,
Clearwater.
Yeah, well, they're going to be in Tampa. Or, you know,
I think
the Diamondbacks are going to be somewhere, you know.
Phoenix.
Yeah. So we don't know yet. Maybe different teams are approaching it differently. Who knows? Unfortunately, there's not much information out there. But, I mean, yeah. So, basically, they'll be spring training for about, what, 1 or 2 weeks? And then they'll kick off the season July 23rd. Now, one of the cool fucking facts that Mo and I stumbled across. Let's say the season would have started when it is supposed to start, this whole COVID thing didn't
happen. And they follow the schedule.
Yeah, and they followed the schedule, right? The weekend of July 23rd.
Drop the bomb.
Excuse me. It was a 3-game set from July 24th to July 26th. Would have been a 3-game fucking series between the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Oh, let's do it, baby.
So imagine, guys.
Oh, let's do it.
If we open up against the Yankees.
Oh, let's do it. We're making moves. We're making shit happen.
Yeah.
And they open up against the Yankees.
That would be awesome.
We're picketing. We're marching the streets.
Nothing will have
We're
me
going.
More excited.
We're day drinking.
Yes.
We're doing ratchet things.
Yes.
With my ratchet friends.
Yes. Correct.
We're storming the streets.
Peacefully.
And then July 27th is Moses Mania.
Oh, yeah.
11.
That's right.
I'll be 31.
Right. Shout out to you.
And I will probably be in jail for day drinking and where the hell this game's going to be played.
Well, somebody's got to hold the fort down, so.
Shout out to Vance's bail bonds. They know me by first name. They'll be getting my phone call. Won't it be the first time?
Right.
Won't it be the last time? Shout out to my crew in Eastern Block. Murder, Death, Kill, MDK.
Oh my God.
Hate Club. I love my guys up in the pen.
All right, man. Enough.
Ain't no rats out here.
All right. Did you not get calls in county? Relax. Listen, let's get back to the season.
You're my pen pal.
I am not your pen pal. Sir.
And you can read my braille.
Very insensitive, Moses. Anyways, guys.
Are you ready for this?
Is it nuts tingling right now?
I'm
excited. It's just a little frustrating because, like I said, guys, I've already shared what we do know about the season, what to expect. Now, Mo, what do we know about playoffs?
The playoffs have not been agreed on yet, just like some of these teams have not agreed on where they're going to play. Like, for example, the Toronto Blue Jays may not play a game in Toronto this year. Canada's being really strict about letting guys in and out. They don't care if you're a professional team. Their hockey teams are going through this right now. Toronto Blue Jays might play all their home games in a spring training facility. They may play somewhere stateside, but Toronto might not even play there. For playoffs...
I mean, I just find it funny how, you know, the top heads dropped this bomb on us. All right, you know what? We couldn't agree with this. We're going to go with a 60-game season, blah, 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 blah. But there are still a lot of elements about this that haven't been decided yet. So, for example, you mentioned something earlier about, all right, there, you know, with the playoffs, it'll be anywhere from 8 to 16 teams, right?
Right. Originally, it's 10, right? You have the wild card round,
yeah.
Then it's 8.
Yeah.
They're talking about no wild card round, having the old school format, one wild card team, 4-4.
So now, okay.
And
so
then,
if baseball starts officially July, that's going to go until what, September? 60, the end of September?
They're going to finish same time, 60 games in 68 days.
Okay. So they're basically trying to advance it. So we fall in line with the normal schedule of the postseason.
Right. The only thing they're talking about doing is they're talking about possibly having 16 teams make the playoffs.
Okay.
Instead of 10 or 8.
Yeah.
They're talking about that. They're talking about possibly every Sunday being a doubleheader.
So I was just about to say that.
Because it's going to be
like
a bigger roster than a
listen,
take.
Guys. There's a lot more people at home nowadays because of this whole pandemic.
If
you guys want to throw double headers on a Sunday, you know,
boom.
I'll start day drinking and barbecuing at 2. You know what I mean? Like, we'll be out there in the back hanging out.
Sundays are for day drinking.
So, hey, I mean, I like that idea.
I love the idea that
there may be a possibility of double headers. Give me all the baseball you want. Literally, last night, I was just sitting here watching web jams for 2 hours. It's just the beauty of the sport.
Watched the 2008 playoffs all week this week.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did till fucking the Rays series and David Price.
Well, you know.
A great series, though, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
It brought back a lot of memories and frustrations.
Are you going to cry?
And as our Sox fans, we love those frustrations.
I mean, it's made us who we are.
That's it.
2003. Sox fans are unique fans.
I tell everybody, 2003, I leave my house for 2 months after Aaron Boone had gone.
Oh, I remember that.
I didn't leave my fucking house. I stayed home. My mother put me on suicide watch. She's like, take this guy's shoelaces. And I stayed home.
I didn't mean to laugh, but...
I threw my cable box out, so I had no cable, and I just stayed home. And I didn't know the Marlins beat the Yankees that year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until the 2004 playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to carry away.
No. I hear you. But, I mean, like I said earlier, I'm just frustrated because I wish we had more detail.
You would think the sit down that Manfred and Tony Clark had.
I think he heard me. I think he heard you.
Oh, know, he called. He called and said, listen, guys, sorry. Moses, I don't want the socks.
I think he got scared of you.
Because I will fuck you up, Manfred. You fuck with my game, I'll fucking kill your bloodline. Simple as that.
Moses, I'm not trying to get kicked off the air, man.
This is our outlet.
Yeah, this is our outlet.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. We got to be careful. They're out there fucking Joe Rogan right now.
Yeah.
And Joey Diaz.
God bless them both. I love them both.
It's crazy.
All right, so going back to what we were talking about, let me pull up something here. Let me see. Let's talk about the Red Sox approach. So we know that this year, team's a little bit different. No Mookie, no David Price, and Chris Sale is out right now.
Mookie will be back next year.
Here's my thing. I'm not worried about the boys on the field. I'm not worried about the infield. I'm not worried about the outfield. I think we're pretty solid there.
I think we're going to shake a lot of nets this year pitching. I honestly like our rotation.
Yeah. And don't forget, you know, we got E-Rod out there. We got Nasty Nate out there.
Nasty Nate, if the season never happened, he would have won the Cy Young on his spring
training.
Well,
listen, I mean, just based off his spring training performance, he was
ridiculous. I like the deal they made for Chris Mazza from the Mets. That guy looked good. Met him on winter weekend. He's all in.
Yeah. So now remember, Cora's out. Ron Renicki's in. It will be taken over. Now, we don't know what's going to happen next season. Cora is technically serving a suspension. That comes back to MCL. Shout out
to Mookie, Cora, Lester.
Yeah.
They're all coming back, boys.
That's great, you know, but we got to look at some of these.
But let's
big
talk about right now.
Like Mitch Orley. We got Michael Chavis coming.
And this guy is healthy, Verdugo.
Verdugo, yeah.
He's healthy now. That's, you know, Kevin Pillar, JBJ,
yep.
Benintendi. You know, Benintendi has something to prove. He only got a 2-year, $10 million extension.
Yep.
He's going to want more money. He's going to play. What's Devers going to do? Devers is coming off a career year.
Have you seen Devers? Like, have you watched him, like, during the offseason?
Every tweet is, I'm ready to play. I'm ready
Devers
to play.
Devers is, like, he's nothing but smiles.
He just loves Boston.
Playing baseball. So it's nice to have that positivity around. We have a young squad, honestly.
We have a really young squad. These guys are all hungry.
They know the importance of playing for the Red Sox.
We talked about this, I think, in episode one. We really got to see the Chaim Bloom moves.
Yeah.
He made Red Sox moves.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I'm not going to sign Garrett fucking Cole. I'm not going to sign these big names. No, I'm going to take a Chris Mazza, who was a good pitcher for the Mets. I'm going to take Perez from the Twins, a great pitcher there. I'm going to have Ron Renicki come in, who knows how to play his system. Ron Renicki was three outs away from going to the World Series with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah. I mean,
Kevin Pillar, Gold Glove, a hell of a player. We're going to put him in the outfield.
Yeah.
We're going to stack our outfield up. What wins games? Pitching and defense. What did he get? Pitching and defense.
Yeah.
And then, Mickey Two-Bags. We're gonna bring you back. Come on back.
Yeah.
You're gonna mold Michael Chavis. We're going to have Bobby Dahl back eventually coming up. We're going to have all these players.
I don't know what the chances are, but in case you guys didn't hear the news, Red Sox just signed the young stud, Blaze Jordan.
And I was getting to that. And then
$1.74 million.
You looked at the drafts. His drafts were so smart. What was it, 3 to 4 out of high school, 2 to 4 out of high school?
I think he had 2 high schoolers and 2 older guys.
Out of 4 draft picks, we got fucked out of one that we still don't know why.
Yeah.
Because fucking Manfred's a piece of shit. You're not guilty, but we're going to take a second round draft.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
so
guy.
You know what,
and
no.
Let me tell you something on that. Now I'm on a little fucking rant. I'm a little pissy. I'm not drinking. I'm on fucking edge about that shit. This shit has me fucking irritated. And I fucking wrote a new article on the draft picks. And writing that article, I was fucking pissed about it. That will drop tomorrow on Friday. And not to mention, now the Yankees are caught fucking cheating in 2017,
yeah,
right?
And what happened to that news? That shit died out,
yep.
Right?
Oh, Randy the Road? Nah, I'm going to bring that shit up every fucking week, Manfred.
Yeah, no,
I know you
man.
Listen to us, Manfred. I tweeted at you, Manfred, and all of a sudden the season happened. Ironic.
Well, like,
I'd say not.
What was it, like two and a half weeks ago, MLB made a statement saying that the Yankees had until that following Monday to release a letter that provides information about them possibly cheating. And that following Tuesday, I haven't heard shit
about it. Nothing. That's when they turned down the 82-game proposal.
Yep.
So you know what? They're on the fucking hook. You guys
are
on the hook. And Yankee fans, you know what's worse? They say we cheated in 18. We were found not guilty. You know what's worse about being a cheater? Fucking losing and cheating, motherfuckers. You guys fucking lost and cheated. That's like sucking at life.
All right. Well,
that's like jumping off a boat and not hitting water.
No, you're right. But listen, I do got a nice little update for you.
What's up?
As you were going off on your little rant, I agree with you. I'm always with you, bro. Got your back.
Love you, bro. Love this.
Read something cool, man. Red Sox president and CEO Sam Kennedy created some excitement for Boston's rabid fan base on Wednesday night when he left the open possibility that spectators will be able to inhabit Fenway Park at some point during the 2020 season. He goes, and I quote, "I would say it's a possibility," Kennedy said. "If it were," continue reading. Sorry, guys. "I would say it's a possibility," Kennedy said. If it were to become a reality, it would be because of the great work of the state of Massachusetts and the city of Boston have done.
God bless.
So, guys, I mean, that's just good news on top of good news. You know, I know that things are tough right now, but little by little, I mean, for example, New Jersey's in phase 2 already of this, coming back to normal. So little by little, things are getting better.
I think,
but it would be cool, Mo, to take that drive.
Oh, we're taking a drive anyway.
You know what I mean?
Sitting in your car, listen to the radio outside.
Yeah.
We're taking that drive.
Yeah.
And people, but you don't understand something with these phases. People now learn to talk real life, real fast. I'll get real with you. Look at Florida. They just had 10,000 hits. You can't rush this, guys. And when if we rush it, we're going to just take steps backwards, not steps forward. So, guys, you listen to this. Keep your mask on. Wash your hands. Be precautious of where you are.
Yeah, don't be
follow the arrows in the food store, not like me and then arguments with 80-year-old women.
Don't be a nasty son of a bitch.
You know,
wash your ass.
You know, that's it. Clean your asshole. Clean your junk after you get in the trunk.
Oh,
and that's it, man. But seriously, you know, Florida's got hit hard. I have friends in Florida. I have people in Florida.
Yeah,
and they're telling me it's like, oh, it's like almost back to day one. And I said, you know what, man? You guys did it to your fucking selves.
Well,
and this is for Texas, too. You motherfuckers out
don't
there.
Don't even talk to me about Texas.
Wild, wild
man.
West out there.
Listen, I, guys, for those of you that don't know, I travel a lot for work. And Texas is one of my main areas of travel.
They really don't believe in this shit.
No,
they really don't believe in this shit.
Wild people out there. But
wild,
don't get me wrong, though. I fucking love Texas. And I have considered moving there in the past.
I think we both have.
So, like, basically what happened was their numbers were not that bad a couple of months ago. One of my best buds from here in town, his grandparents live out in Texas. And they came and visited. But before they left, everything was cool. And then they went back and they locked everything down. Masks are, you need to wear the mask. So numbers are rising. So, for example, Governor Murphy and what's this asshole from New York? What's his name? Cuomo?
I'll pay attention to that.
I don't know. Anyways, fucking they basically made a rule that anybody from the tri-state area travels to, I think it was like 7 or 8 states, you have to self-quarantine for 14 days.
Oh, that's what it was for Florida.
So,
they dropped it, and I'm pretty sure
yeah,
it's back on.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it sucks.
So, guys, just keep the mask. Moral of the story. Don't go on the rants. Keep the fucking mask on.
Yeah.
We want to take steps forward. So when we watched the fucking Red Sox win number 10, we didn't have to go to the stadium and fucking watch them win number fucking 10.
Yeah. I mean, guys, I know we all want to get back to our normal lives and enjoy the summer that's in front of us, but we got to fucking be played safe. So anyways, let's hope and pray that we can get back to Fenway soon.
That way
I can meet some of you guys from out there. I mean, right? Like,
real, you guys,
we meet
and
listen. We can go fucking hang out at the bars, have a drink. You're more than welcome to buy me a beer. I'll take them all night. And
why are you giving a beer up, guy?
I know.
I thought you were going to the whiskey or tequila and White Claws.
I love them all. I don't discriminate.
Alcoholic. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. Honestly, at some point of every night, I'll drink anything, too.
Okay, so here's a fun one, Mom. I know we're running short on time. Now, I haven't bothered to look into this because I've been saving this all week. I saw it on Instagram. And like I said, I didn't look into it. I don't know if you've heard of it. And if you have, enlighten me. If you haven't, we'll fucking look it up now.
Okay.
I saw something on Instagram stating that there has been a rule that's been implemented for this season that if a position player disagrees with a call, he is not allowed to leave his position or approach a blue within 6 feet.
I never heard of it.
And if you do that, you are eligible for suspension and or fines.
I haven't heard of that, but I know there's a lot of weird things floating around, like the no all DH, no pitchers hit this year. I don't think that's real. I don't think that. I mean, the 6 feet thing, maybe, just because of what we're going through. I haven't heard of that.
I haven't seen it anywhere. I just found it funny,
yeah.
And I thought it was just worth bringing up during today's episode.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I
played immensely, and at least 3 times a year, I'm pushing an umpire, so. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we both play baseball. I mean, it's not really that much of a physical sport, but when it is, you know, it really is.
You see me in action.
Yeah, no, I know. But
I'll wait for an umpire at his car.
This is why you've been almost kicked out of the league multiple times.
I've been kicked out of one, kicked out of another.
Oh,
what's another, right? Third time the charm?
It's not anything to be proud of.
I'm past my. I'm a retired ball player.
Yeah.
I've done it all.
Yeah, we're washed up.
I'm washed up.
Fucking
doesn't matter. I can't
up.
Fight. And you're gonna squeeze me, Blue. I'm gonna squeeze you right back.
You
in
know
your
what?
Motherfucking neck.
You know what, man?
What else we got?
Let's talk about Wicked Pisser. Yo. Guys, I just got the sickest merchandise in the mail literally an hour before Mo got to the studio. I'm sitting here admiring the brand new shirts and gear I got. Guys, you gotta check them out. I tell you, every week they got the sickest gear. Just got a nice tank top for the summer. Nice, cool. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
I love the gear.
It's awesome.
I got my Bruins gear on today. I had my Wicked Smog tank top on this weekend at the barbecue.
Nice.
All good stuff. And guys, if you did order, there's a follower did reach out to me, and I think he emailed them. If anything is delayed, guys, is due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, it's not them. It's the post office is honestly working round the clock every day, a week. UPS is too. So is FedEx. And honestly, if you're out of work, go work for fucking UPS. Don't work for the post office. Go to the government job. So, guys, make sure you understand that. And also, when you guys check out, use FFS15. Save yourself some money. Dave, yep. Hit them with it.
And, guys, that's Wicked Pissa on Instagram. You can find them at WPFNA. And also, check out their website, wickedpissa.com. And, of course, based out of Boston, Massachusetts. Guys, New England Sports Apparel, sick gear. Shout out to the boys at Wicked Pissa. Thanks for everything, guys.
Love you guys so much. Keep doing what you do.
Yeah, keep your heads up, and I hope you guys are doing well. Thanks again.
Definitely.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean,
anything else on the agenda?
I don't know, man. I don't think so. I
feel... Up to baseball?
You know what it is? It's just I feel anxious and frustrated because... It's like when you're a kid, right? And your mom says, all right, we're going to the store. And I'm buy you something when I'm done. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you're like with me. Like, my mom would take me to the store. She'd be like, all right, listen, if you're good, before we leave, I'll let you get
all
something.
All right, so I'm gonna hit you with some get something, all right?
All right.
Hit you with some get something. What do you think is going to be better this year, our offense or our pitching?
That's a tough one. I mean, because... When we were at those town hall meetings with Chaim Bloom and we were talking about all the different things, I think that, well, for one, this is a young team. And I think that they are emphasizing on building that bullpen and pitching alone. Unfortunately, you know, we got Chris Sale out, but we still got a couple other good arms.
I agree.
I would personally say I think that our defense is going to be better, but I think that there's going to be a huge emphasis and focus on building that pitching up.
Okay.
So
you think there's going to be a young team?
Yeah.
A lot of home runs, a lot of strikeouts?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay. I'm saying offense-wise, a lot of strikeouts?
I think so. I mean, these guys have had – look how long they've been resting.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I don't say it just for Red Sox pitchers. I say it for around the league. You know, unless you're one of them fucking lazy scumbags that are getting paid millions and you're just sitting on your ass at home, that's different. But guys that are hungry have been working out of their garage for, what, 3 months now?
Moreland turned his barn into a full facility.
Oh, well, good for him.
All right. Brandon Workman starts the year as a closer. Does he finish as a closer?
I'm hoping so. That's what I really want for him.
I love that guy.
I really like
him. I fell in love with him in 2013.
I think that's what the Red Sox are going to want to try and mold him into.
Eovaldi makes every start this year.
You think with Sale out, you think he's going to be our ace? That's what I think.
So you think he's our ace?
Right now,
so you
yeah.
think he makes every start? Let me ask.
Yeah, but...
And he's our ace.
Yes, but also I want to see more on Erod because I know he can do it.
Well, he's coming off a good year, Erod. So do you think Erod... continues his dominance?
Yeah.
Or he has a touch of year?
I have a lot of confidence in Erod this year, but I think our go-to boy is going to be Nate.
I think so, too.
So, you know, and not to mention, man, I know we're going to bring up some young arms, too.
Well, we have Martin Perez
from
the Twins. He was really good last year. Yeah. He played in the playoffs. He pitched good against the Yankees, too. I like his numbers against the Yankees.
Yep.
Chris Mazza, who came up for the Mets, made good starts. He looked good in spring training. Ryan Weber, he was back and forth from Pawtucket, up and down. He's a good fit. Then you got Matt Barnes in the bullpen. You got Thornburg. You got Workman. So I like everything that they have.
Listen, It's a lot of potential for this team, man. Like, it's not like the Red Sox are one of those teams with just a couple of guys around that are hot.
Now,
we're stacked if you really think about it. Not to mention, we haven't even brought up Verdugo yet.
Do you think Verdugo starts the 60-game season on the roster, or they take their time with him?
I wouldn't be surprised if I see him playing left field or something.
Well, that's Ben, so being a right. Remember, he's going to be a right fielder. All right. So,
yeah, I mean, that's true.
So now,
but they can switch it around.
Now, we don't know how it's going to be. Should we doubleheaders every Sunday? Should we doubleheaders every Wednesday?
That'd be great.
There could be no doubleheaders, right?
That'd be great.
So here's my next question before we go. Are you more confident in the Red Sox getting 10 this year with the 60-game season over the 162-game season?
Right now, I'm going to answer this question like a true baseball player would answer it. Let's focus on the job right now, and we'll worry about next year. We got to get over this hump. We got to attack this season, and we got to come out of the door with every fucking thing we got. Okay?
Okay.
Last year, we fell a little short. We realized where our mistakes were. We're starting off.
Right.
Huh?
You're right. Keep going.
Yeah, we're starting off. I'm not going to say rusty. But it's just...
Well, everybody started off
just,
even,
just,
everybody started off
yeah,
even.
Yeah, everybody
same
started
thing
off even.
And what's funny
it's
about it is...
It's different because I think it's going to... I think momentum may affect everybody once they get those 2-3 games out of the way.
I think there's going to be a lot more serious baseball right away.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're literally starting
yeah
off mid-season.
Listen.
And you can't... it's not like, oh, they stumbled in April, but they'll be all right in August.
No,
no, no, guy.
I think guys are going to come out of that fucking clubhouse with the mentality of, I'm not losing a fucking game.
So do you think the Red Sox go with a four-pitcher rotation?
Well, they're going to need more than four.
I think so, too. Especially they played the letters.
Because you got to think about it. It's not
now,
it's not a 162-game season, right?
Now, real quick.
So it's 60 games. These guys are going to be playing every... I mean,
60 games in 68 days.
I'm sorry?
60 games in 68 days.
Oh, these guys are going to have no fucking rest.
Yeah. All right, so
no
follow-up question. Now, they go with the 16-team playoff format. That means there's 16 teams. Basically, half the league makes it. Do they play more relaxed?
No.
So, you think balls to the wall no matter what the playoff format is?
If I was in a round of playoffs against 15 other teams, I am going to do whatever I have to do
okay
to stay in the game, maybe. Like, that's just that's what you can do. Like I said, it's awkward. It's weird. And it's a different mentality.
I agree.
You know, we have almost, like, I would say 60% of less games than we usually would. So, it's kind of tough.
I agree.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm approaching this season.
I think we're all in. I think we have the highest chance of winning the championship.
I do, too. But you know what? The Dodgers are going to say the same shit.
They don't have.
You know?
Gosh. They don't have Ryu this year. They don't have Puig. Kershaw's older than what he was. I honestly would put the Cubs above the Dodgers.
Okay, now let's talk about our enemies. The Yankees got a young squad too.
Yeah, they're not pitching.
They don't have pitching.
Garrett Cole.
They got a couple of boys just like us.
Not Garrett Cole, that's it, man.
Yeah, we're fucking paid
stupid money, and he's gonna be a bust. I'm telling everybody right
you
now, he's gonna
so
be a bust. Yeah, he's gonna be a bust.
You think so,
Dave? We're gonna wrap on him being a bust.
If he's a bust, they're going to fuck up because of Stan and him.
I know. Dave, next week we'll cover this conversation again.
Yep.
Guys, make sure you follow us at Fenway Faithful Sports on Instagram. Go to FenwayFaithfulSports.com. Check out our articles. I have a new one dropping tomorrow on our draft picks. And hopefully next week we have a playoff format for Moses Mania. I am out. Thank you, motherfuckers.
Guys, love you. Talk to see you soon.